Siyata Shmaya, Kavod Shabbos Kodesh, Kavod Purim. Chaver, less than 30 days to Purim, so you have to start a chanas, no? I knew, so let's learn a very quick Torah here, Siyata Shmaya. A nice idea, we'll give, as Purim gets closer, we'll be mechazik, maybe every day we'll do something, a little bit of chizik. But, so just to start today, so Siyata Shmaya goes like this, is that right now we're still in Shvat. So the Sefer Yetzirah, I saw this from Bnei Yisachar, and see the tzaddik says also, and also some Shem Shmuel, and also I saw this from Rav Gedalia Shor. Says that every month has a specific midah to it, and the midah of Shvat is the midah of Leita, right? And every month also has a letter that corresponds to it, and the letter of Shvat is the letter tzaddik. So specifically, I saw in the Shem Shmuel that he says that the avoda of Shvat is like this: that Leita. Where do we see it? Lashon of Le'ita? Le'ita, we see it's a Lashon of Halitainina. Lashon that Esav uses when he says to Yaakov, Halitainina, that shove the food down my throat, the lentils down my throat. So, the Shem Yishmuel, also Rav Gedalia Shor, says similarly, that means that the Avod of Shvat is Le'ita. So Le'ita is a way of an animal eats, that you shove all the food in. So he says, so what's the Avod of Shvat then for us? Is that it's the Os Tzadik. So in Os Tzadi, Yisrael is Tera Tzadik. And like it says in Mishlei, Tzadik Ochel L'Soveya Nafsho, that the way a Tzadik eats is he eats to satisfy his neshama. So the difference between an animal and a Tzadik. So the goal is to not be like an animal in Shvat, and Dafka in the area of eating, to eat like a Jew, to eat like a Tzadik, and not to eat like an animal. So there's a beautiful remez from Rav Matl Zilber. He says that the difference between an animal and a Jew is that, and a person, is that an animal is always walking with its four hands on the ground. It always walks down. While a person can walk with his head up. He says, the way an animal eats, is an animal eats, he stuffs his face into a trough. He stuffs his face into the ground. But the way a person eats, how does a person eat? So Rav Matl says, that's why in the Beis HaMikdash, when the Kohanim would eat Kachim, they would eat in the Chatzer. Why in the Chatzer? Because the Chatzer, there was no roof. It was open up to Shemayim. So they would eat in order to what? To make sure that their heads could be up, to remind themselves that we're eating lifnei Hashem. So he says the ikker is the what? That a Jew eats with his head up. He says, if you look, that one of the answers in the Gemara as to why we were chayev during the time of Purim was because we were nana from the Suda of the Osa Rasha. And Rav Matl says that was the bechina of achilas, of meichel behema, of eating like animals. Dafka, who was the Suda? So we know that it was Achashverosh's Suda. But Achashverosh only came into power because of Vashti. Vashti was the royal one. So he says, what happened to Vashti at the Suda? We know she grew a tail. So who grows a tail? Only an animal grows a tail. So it shows that the klipa, as Rav Matl was saying, is that the klipa of the Suda was that it was Meichel Behema. It was eating like an animal. So where do we see this come up with a Malik, this idea of Behema? It says, when it says about a Malik, it says, Vayizanev Becha Kol Nechashalim. Is that they would entrap all the ones who fell back. But Rav Matl says that Dafka, they use Lashon of Vayizanev. Vayizanev is what Zanav's a tail. That Vayizanev Becha, whoever made themselves into an animal, that's who a Mali can catch. That's who a Mali grabs onto. So the Nakuda is, if a person eats like an animal and makes himself into an animal like that, then Mamash, that's who a Malik has a stronghold over. There's a whole Maisa with the Baal Shem Tov of Kaddish. Is that the Baal Shem Tov was sitting one time at a Suda with his Hasidim. And there was like one rabbi with a shtreimel on and eating a lot. He was mamish eating a lot at the Suda. And you know, people thought like he was a big person, he was a big tzaddik. And not my first one, but he thought he was like a big Talmud Chacham. And so the Baal Shem Tov said to them, he's like, you guys want to see who he really is in this spiritual realm right now? And the Baal Shem Tov, whatever, put his hands over their eyes. And they saw across the table was no longer a yid. It was a horse with a shtreimel on his head. He said, why? Because the way he's eating right now, that in Shemayim, his spiritual root is not much a horse with a shtreimel. So we see really, you know, we've heard of the term, is that you are what you eat, is really the maisa. It's true. The way a person eats is who he is. So it's very important avoda now in Shvat, as the achana for Purim, dafka, to eat b'kedusha, to eat as a Jew, b'tara, and not eat like a malik, which is vayizane becha, eats like an animal. So just to hammer this point in, it's a beautiful remez from the Tzvila Tzadik. In his Maimari Chodesh Adar, it's Maimar Gimel Milchama La Hashem B'malik. So it says like this. L'zeh yish lomar, shu al pi ha-yidua, from the Zohar HaKadosh, Chela Gimel, Kuf Samach Amad Aleph, asher ha-malik hu ha-yitzahara. Then ha-malik, he says the yitzahara. Asher kol megamaso v'retzona hu rak l'hachti es Yisrael u l'avira me'al kol chukei Torah. That the whole goal of a malik is just to take us away from the derech of Torah, to make us sin. V'zeh darcho, and this is their derech. Kodem kol, before any other process they do, leilech barama la'siso l'adam rak l'harbos b'taivas v'riboy ha-mosros ha-mut l'adam al-pi ha-Torah. That first what they come to do is that they don't come to make you sin, they first make you come to fall to taivas. To have a lot, all that's mutter, you can eat, eating and drinking, but they come to make you fall to taiva and eat a lot and drink a lot. Ach, b'amtsos ha-mosros, v'riboy taivas, when you start to get so osik in all these taivas and all these mosros, memela boli dea averos kedulos. What's going to happen is you're going to come to fall to further averos and worse averos, like it says in Devarim. That pen tochal v'savata v'ram levavcha v'shachachta es Hashem elokecha. So he says v'ram levavcha is that you're going to become arrogant. So he points out that ram is gematria malik v'shachachta es Hashem elokecha, and you're going to come to forget about Hashem, right? So where else do we see this shachachta? It says timcha zecher malik lo sishkach, don't forget. So here it's mamish remes tamalik pen tochal v'savata, you're going to eat and you're going to be satiated v'ram levavcha a malik. Again, a malik. V'lachein, he's hearing me'od chachmein ezal al zeh. Mibli leilech acher riboy taivos ki heim mitamtim eslev. That's why Chazal make such a macha to not be over osek in taivos. Like it says in the Reishis Chachma, Shara Kedusha. K'mo shekasev in Yevamos, kadesh atzmcha mutter lecha. Ki be'im lav, he says you should mekadesh yourself with what's mutter to you. Ki be'im lav, because if you don't, after your body is going to come so physical, you're going to come to really, really bad averus. And now he further on says that we know by a malik, it says zachor es asher sa lecha malik, and achas timcha es zecher malik. So he points out as to why does it use. We see when it comes to a malik, it says zachor es or s, right? S first layer and timcha s. The word s comes up a couple of times. So zev hu gamkein mash diyek akasav kam pam lomar milas s daika. This is the reason why it says s a couple of times. Why? Ya'an shu mora al riboy hamosros hagashmius. Because the word s hints to something of riboy and then extra. Like it says in Gemara in Ervin daf kuf heyam and aleph and Rashi diver maskel achelek ki atin vegamin ruboyin heim ruboyin heim kinoda. He says, because whenever it says S or Gam, that means it's a reboy. It's coming to include something, or mosros. And he says, so that's why it says S by Amalek so much. Why? Because Amalek's whole goal is to make us eat a lot and fall to taivas little by little, that it's going to lead us to forget Hashem totally. V'aremesh shekein Amalek imach shemam, notrikon be'emes, Amalek is the Rosh Tevos of Ayin Mem Lamed Kuf, is Rosh Tevos Kadesh Atzmecha Mutter Lach. He says, what? Kadesh is kuf, atzmecha is ayin, mutter is mem, and lach is lamed, which is the Rosh Tevos Amalek. Is that Amalek's dafka fights in this Indian of kadesh, atzmecha, mutter lacha. They don't want you to mekadesh yourself. But when we're mekadesh ourselves in things that are mutter to us, such as eating and drinking, that itself is destroying Amalek. Lahoros lakacha. V'lachein, listen to this, put on your seatbelts. V'lachein be'emes, ola hanu dal tevin, kiminyan, the dal words of kadesh, atzmecha, mutter lach is gematria 1321 is gematria timcha s zecher amalek hakol horos the vrenu ela that kadesh atzmcha mutter lach is gematria timcha s zecher amalek. Dafka this inya vi mekadesh ourselves in what's mutter to us, kadesh ourselves in the physical world, that is dafka what erases amalek. So we should be zocha to take this to heart, to realize that focusing on Gashmias also is part of Avodas Hashem, is an ikar in Avodas Hashem, and to Mekadesh our Gashmias, and b'schus that should be a good hachana for us for Purim, a good hachana in Shvat now, to bizocha to actually make a true Timcha Zecher Malik, and bizocha to Mekabel great Oros of Adar. And Purim.